episode of the High Ground powered by Premier Company. Sal, how's it going?
It's a great day.
Good. It is. It's beautiful. It is beautiful. So we have Brian Scheid back with us today. We're going to talk a little bit about employment opportunities with Premier and a little bit about what jobs we have open, what we're looking for, what kind of qualifications we need, how we can help people along, further their career back into the cooperative system. I think it's safe to say the cooperative system's been good to all three of us.
Yes, so, it has.
Lots of years.
So we'll get started with that. I'll just go ahead and say that, you know, this episode, as we talk about where we are in early to mid 2022, labor's a problem for everyone. I was watching a documentary type video of an owner operator truck driver the other day, and he pulled into an oil change facility, and he said, "I got to get my oil changed." He said, "Get back on the road. I service it when I'm at home, but when I'm on the road, I have to come to a place like this." And he turned the video back on, and he said, 4.5 hours to get the oil changed on his truck. And he said, "There's like 4 bays with a truck in each bay, and like 2 guys had showed up for work that day." And so clearly, you know, every business is struggling a little bit with the help situation. It's been something that's uncharted territories for everyone, I think, as we talk about how long it takes to get a job done. And in a seasonal business like we are, in about everything we do, we end up with a time frame that we have to get something done in a hurry and have to have the people to do it. So take this opportunity to talk, because I think it's a little bit intimidating for when you think that less than 2% of the world's population is involved in farming and agriculture, somebody who maybe doesn't have a farm background, how do I get in to Premier? And I don't think any of us have a terribly orthodox path to getting in here. And I've got 17 years in the co-op system, and I know you gentlemen have several as well. And so we wanted to talk a little bit about that, and how what are we looking for, and how do we get people in here to join and begin their career. So, I mean, I'm looking at our job postings on our website right now, and we have a lot of things that are focused on agronomy, and a lot of people don't know how to get into this business. So as we look at what do we need, and Brian, we're relying on you to tell us what certifications as you become an applicator and a truck driver. We obviously know the CDLs and the hazmats and those kind of things. And we'll just kind of bounce it around pretty unstructured here and just talk about getting in here as a career and looking at it long-term and regardless of the amount of experience you bring in, I think we have training programs and abilities to bring people on. So Brian, when somebody wants to jump into agronomy, they want to run one of these sprayers running down the road or spreader trucks that we see in the field, what kind of certifications and background do they need to do that?
Well, first of all, there's a lot of information we talked about there, but kind of if we want to stick with the agronomy side, the far as custom applicators go, you mentioned the website. That's where we've got our job postings at. Just kind of take it from the beginning. We have the sites, listed by location, which ones are hiring. They can start that process through the website, takes them into turning in applications and resumes. But when you talk about certifications, I think the key thing is that, for custom applicators, we want to get them on board. We want to get them in the door. Then we'll train them from there. Having the custom applicator license through the Indiana State Chemist is the first key license to drive a piece of custom application equipment. You don't have to have your CDL. That's not a DOT regulated vehicle. Those are non-plated vehicles of animal husbandry, so they don't have to have that certification. But the first one is their custom application license.
Is that a written test?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
All right.
You know, and Brian, we sat down here and we was talking about all the hats that Brian wears. And one of them, the primary one, being Director of Human Resources. And I had a thought that kind of struck me as Ryan was kicking it off, that title in a company like Premier Ag means something a little different. In a big corporate world, we kind of think like human resources is kind of working on the behalf of the company, right? It's almost protecting the company. from lawsuits and things like that. At Premier Ag, it is so cool and so neat to be in a company where the human resources is there for the employees. And it is such a mindset. And so we started off talking about how do you plug in and how do you start. The main thing is just going to the website and getting started, and we'll train the rest. I don't think I'm speaking out of turn. Brian, can you tell us a little bit about how we help some of the folks with driver training if they want to take a career in commercial driving? We've started something. I know we hit it on another podcast, but what's one of the things that we've done with entry-level driver training?
Yeah, so that's a good point that, you know, we with Premier, we're here to help. The human resources here to help the employees as well as be a resource for all the divisions. As far as new hires go, the neat thing about adding that entry-level driver training is we can hire a person without any certifications. Then we can take that person, get them enrolled in classes. We do that in-house as far as the entry-level driver, and help them get their CDL to be a certified employee driver for Premier. And the other nice thing is, you know, working for the divisions, you say, you know, here to protect, you know, the corporate, you know, we do that as well, but it's nice to work for the employees. You know, that's when they have questions, they have issues, or a supervisor or a VP, whatever, you know, we're here to, support everybody.
Well, I was just thinking about the kind of chuckle. I mean, my degree is not in agronomy. You know, I was fortunate enough to find a place to plug in, and I think that's the best thing to do is just get started. Once you get inside a Premier Ag, I think then you can look around and say, it's kind of like you start, and next thing you know, you're on your way to a career, and whichever way that path takes you. And I think I've been an applicator. I think everybody at this table's been an applicator at one point at a time. And that's somebody that actually goes out and applies the products to the fields. And that's a different kind of day because you're not doing the same thing every day. You're not going to an office. You're out in the field and you get to see something new every day. And then there's other folks that work behind the scenes in the offices. And there's other folks that actually deliver the products out and about. So it's kind of cool that different routes. If somebody was listening to us today, what's the best way for them to find us?
So I think the key thing, you know, right now we're flexible with how we can handle new hires. We have the website. So from the website, they can immediately apply for a position, takes them into our payroll, allows them to upload resumes, fill out an application. Supervisors have our keyed alerts by emails when someone's applied, so they can have direct instant messaging with those prospective new hires. But we all know that ever since, you know, 2020 with COVID, things have changed. And what we have to be as an HR group, we've got to be flexible. The hiring process today doesn't look the same as what it did 2 years ago. We have to be ready to act and act quick. So we have the flexible ways of hiring. You know, we have the old-fashioned way. You know, you can come into the facility and fill out an application, and from that point, as well as being able to take a prospective new hire all the way electronically, where someone in HR may never see a new hire face-to-face. So they can do that all the way from online to getting their first check.
Yeah, when I hired in 2005, I remember, and I'm probably going to get these years off just a little bit, but I interviewed with three people in the same room, and they all talked about their background and how long they'd been in the co-op system. I was just interviewed by three gentlemen who combined had over 100 years experience in the co-op system, and that's something that that we certainly want to continue to drive that long-term employment. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for people who are career minded, and you can look down our list. We go from agronomy to LP to liquid fuels to C-store clerks to seasonal labor, accounting and admin. I mean, we can fulfill we can take jobs from a lot of different areas. And I think it does serve us well in the communities that we can provide we can provide employment for so many backgrounds of people.
And it's such a can-do attitude, atmosphere at Premier Ag. It's neat that you work in and around folks, and you got the logo on your chest. And I was going between one of the convenience stores. I was traveling through the territory, and they had two or three cases of Mountain Dew. I guess they make it out of a mix or something. It came in a cardboard box. I didn't know Mountain Dew came in a cardboard box, but apparently it doesn't come in. There's a different way to make it. I don't know. But they was like, hey,
you talking about like boxes of wine?
I guess it is. I don't know. I shook it, but nothing happened. But they asked where I was going. I was like, sure, I'll drop that off, you know. And it's kind of neat to all of our facilities. You never really feel like you're far from home when you're in Southern Indiana.
Yeah. And that's a challenge for HR. You know, you just mentioned the diverse areas that we have. You know, you have different applications for someone who's applying for a CDL position versus a retail C-store. So we've got to be flexible and be able to handle different applications and different procedures. And you're certainly, as an internal, there's a lot more that goes on hiring a CDL driver with background checks and the screens and all the DOT history that you're going to look at versus a retail store. So there's a lot of difference and a lot of diversity there.
Yeah, with animal background, we just had a person apply the other day looking for an internship, and they're like, we're really interested in animals. We like that animal science, animal husbandry. You know, we can even fulfill that. So we don't want to downplay that. You know, we've got the grain, we've got the animals too on top of with the hog operation as well. So just such a wide gamut of career opportunities, and we're glad of that, and we're certainly looking for them. And I'd say if you scroll far enough down on that list, there's probably qualified podcast hosts that they're looking for too.
That's on page two.
I hope they don't scroll that far, but anyway, so. But anything else, Brian, as far as that goes? I mean, they find us on the website? Are we using other? Are we using other ways to source employees and look? I mean, are we Indeed. Any of those name, brand, whatever?
Yes, Indeed as well.
Sourcing. Okay. All right.
Yes.
And we're planning on the marketing department. It's going to be at a lot of job fairs. I know Lindsay and Katie are getting us lined up with job fairs. And we're kind of putting together a pack-out system. We'll have our own little power and iPads and be able to meet some new folks at job fairs. Because the thing is Premier Ag's growing, and some people want to retire. I think we got one retiring today that's in a leadership position. And, you know.
Well, I know. I'd heard Ryan mention it before several times. But, you know, we have these really nice pieces of equipment rolling up and down the road, whether it be a dry applicator, liquid applicator, fuel trucks, LP trucks, you name it. And we have kids that see these. How do they know, you know, Ryan, you talked, how do they know where to apply? You know, how do I get in one of those pieces of equipment? And that's a great thing with getting with the high schools, getting with colleges, so they know where and who to contact.
Yeah, I had a kid ask me how to get one of the Premier Ag hats. I said, it's very easy. Sign up.
Yeah, exactly. We set you up with a lot of that stuff. You can have more of that. You can have a lot of that stuff. So, no, it's good to have you here. We'll put a little notation on this episode on how to contact if they need to make a contact. We'll have the website, obviously, address out there. But in the territory that we cover, anybody who's listening, you know, if you go from Washington, Indiana to Greensburg or Worthington, Indiana to Corydon, all the way through Kentucky and into Tennessee, even places that if you think, man, I'd like to work there. We cover a lot of territory and would be glad to talk to several.
And we have real jobs. We're not just podcast announcers. I mean, you are the chief operating officer, so it's not like
I hide it well.
We have real jobs at Premier Ag.
Right, exactly.
But you've already met Ryan, so he's the chief operating officer. So
yeah, Sal's the sales manager on the agronomy side, and Brian has a great big long title and does a lot of stuff. And I've always said every time I see Brian calling, it's usually I'm usually like, oh man, what's that gonna
makes
be?
That heart rate go up a little
yeah,
bit.
It does. Yeah. It does. Occasionally, he just wants to go eat lunch, and that's fine too. So, but that's where we are. Obviously, like I said, we want to tout the opportunity to come to Premier, look at a career, look at long-term employment, and have no fear of the different certifications and training. I mean, from entry-level drivers to whatever, we have the ability to train you here on staff, certify, get that license that you may want. This is a good place to begin a career for sure, and we're always looking for veteran/turnkey type employees as well. So that's what I have. Anybody else have anything for this one?
I just want to add that's the great thing about Premier and coming to work for this company, that you don't have to have all the certifications up front, whether it be CDLs or whether it be a custom application. We can get you on board and we can assist you to get all those certifications.
Yep. You bring a good attitude. If that's all you got to do is bring a good attitude to Premier Ag, and we'll take care of the rest.
Yep.
Very good. Guys, that's another episode of The High Ground, powered by Premier Company.